On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law.
Troop 4 is like any other Boy Scout troop. They start their weekly meeting with the Scout Oath. Today, the group of gangly teens gathers around Assistant Scoutmaster Avery Thresher as he shows them how to use a compass and map. Classic scout stuff.
So the next thing we're going to do is go outside and do an exercise to set their pace, to see how far their stride is.
Everybody lines up on the basketball court and counts off, but they can't go too far. Across from the court is tall double fencing topped with razor wire. Scout Troop 4 is made up of inmates at the Adobe Mountain School, a secured facility for juvenile offenders just north of Phoenix. It's the only Boy Scout troop behind bars in the country. There are 154 boys and 12 girls aged 14 to 17 at the facility. Most are here for about 8 months. Jesse Etheridge is working with Assistant Scoutmaster Alan Calhoun.
So you're off like a few degrees, right? So if we extended that 5 miles and you weren't following the line, what would happen?
You wouldn't find the way.
You'd be lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could miss our next mark by lots.
It's all about getting kids to review and address the reasons why they're here and you're going along a wrong path.
Peter Luschak is the chief administrator of clinical and support services at Adobe Mountain. He says the scouting program keeps the kids active and helps build character.
Positive thinking, making good choices, you know, being honest, trustworthy, those kinds of things.
Luschak says the program is a success. More than 300 boys have gone through Troop 4, and they're expanding the program to include Girl Scouts later this year. Adobe Mountain doesn't track recidivism rates for the troop, but Luschak says the kids in the scouting program usually don't come back. Maurice Portley is a former juvenile court judge. He says one of the advantages of working with a young offender is you can make a bigger difference by intervening earlier.
Like being a parent, you plant seeds and you hope that they flourish in time so when the opportunity arises, the kid makes a better choice the next time.
Portley, a former scout himself, says the Adobe Mountain program is effective because it helps scouts feel proud of themselves and puts them on a new path.
Sometimes that path is boring and it's, you know, tiring, but you never get in trouble on that path.
The path that I followed before wasn't the right path, and I knew that. I just wasn't thinking.
Thomas Mayo is a smiley 17-year-old who has a hard time sitting still. He used to have anger issues and was disrespectful to other kids on the yard, but now he says he doesn't act that way anymore. He's holding himself to a higher standard.
I've known that now that it's not the thing to do. It's not a Boy Scout. It's not the way that a Boy Scout acts.
The scouting program has helped him calm down and stay focused. He still gets in trouble, but less often. And his good behavior paid off. Thomas and Jesse get to go for a 5-mile supervised hike outside the walls of Adobe Mountain. They're pursuing their second-class scouting rank, and Thomas is excited.
Very excited, actually. Finally get to hike again.
It's early on the morning of the hike, but Jesse's ready to go, too. He's got a backpack full of snacks and a compass and map in hand.
Feeling good. I'm actually wide awake. You know, love to look at nature and see what's around.
This is a new way to enjoy recreation.
Scoutmaster Nancy Welton founded Troop 4 in 2007. She's here to see the boys off.
And it's totally different than those behaviors that got them in trouble, those choices that landed them into Department of Juvenile Corrections.
As Jesse and Thomas set out on their hike, their slim silhouettes ascend the nearby foothills.
We strive to elevate them to the point where they can stand up for themselves. That's our main hope, is to give them those skills to survive out there.
She says scouting will always be there for them, even if the boys lose their way. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.